local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And one last hour of Pensacola right now for this week to send you off onto what should hopefully be a beautiful weekend, if not by weather, at least by vibes. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price and Steve Taylor here in the studio with you. Steve, I think I asked you in hour one. I know I asked you in hour two. I'm going to ask you in hour three. How are you doing, sir?
About the same as I was in hour one and hour two.
I would hope so.
Very happy it's Friday.
Yes, absolutely. Unless you were the victim of a very sudden and unfortunate crisis, I would like to think that your mood has not changed much.
Not at all.
In the last 60 minutes. Just about 6:13 here. We'll get right into our top three stories. Got a loaded slate for you this evening. Before we get our first quick check of the roads and weather here. Vice President Kamala Harris says that her meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was frank and constructive. Both Harris and President Biden met with Netanyahu separately on Thursday, with Harris saying that her and Biden are working daily to bring home U.S. hostages in Gaza. She went on to add that there has been hopeful movement in ceasefire talks. Netanyahu and Biden had a bilateral meeting in the Oval Office before meeting with families of American hostages being held by Hamas. Netanyahu praised Biden for his decades of public service and support of Israel as the meeting comes just days after he bowed out of the 2024 presidential election.
Well, former President Trump says the hostages held by Hamas need to be released immediately. Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump added if he wins the presidential election in November, the conflict in the Middle East will be worked out, and we quote, very quickly. He went on to criticize the Biden administration's handling of the war in Gaza, claiming there would be major wars in the Middle East if Vice President Kamala Harris is in the Oval Office.
That is such a Trump way to be like, listen, if you vote for me, the Middle East will be great. If you vote for Harris, it's going to suck.
Well, I remember being an old guy when Nixon was running in 1972. He kept promoting his secret plan to end the war in Vietnam. And, of course, he became president in 72, and it just kept, unfortunately, there was no real secret plan.
Yeah, really, politics is just like, say whatever you got to say to get yourself in office.
I have the solution to the problem.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say what it is. Zero detail.
Until you elect me.
The drug lord who founded the Sinaloa cartel with Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has also been arrested in El Paso. Ismael Zambada Garcia, known as El Mayo, the leader of the largest cartel in Mexico, has been arrested. NBC News says that Zambada founded the Sinaloa cartel with the now jailed El Chapo back in 1987, and quickly becoming one of the DEA's most wanted criminals. The agency had a $15 million reward out for him as of 2021. Just in case his crime resume wasn't enough, $15 million shows just how bad they wanted to nab that dude. Alrighty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more about that. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. All right, looking at the roads here, not seeing a ton going on. It's been a pretty smooth sailing evening, and this hour is looking especially fine, as it typically does this time each day. Do have some minor backups on Highway 87, whether it be you're traveling east or westbound, just past Highway 87, but if you're traveling east or westbound on Navarre Parkway, just past Highway 87, we've got some backups there. I swear I'm a professional at this. as for the Milton Pace areas and the ins and outs of Pensacola, everything else is looking fine. Steve, how's the weather?
It's looking not so good right now. We do have mostly cloudy skies in the area. And looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, looks like Robertsdale is getting really dumped on by a shower, and a few more are popping up. Looks like just north of Cantonment and up toward the Florida-Alabama border around Bruton and Atmore. And we'll expect that on and off. Basically, if you liked today, where it started out nice and sunny, then the showers move in, you'll like Saturday and Sunday too. High of 87 on Saturday, high of 89 on Sunday, low at night about 76 degrees. And that's the forecast on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, basically informative, local, and dependable.
You did that last hour, the inclusion of basically.
Yeah, that's what we are.
That sums us up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That does us nicely. All righty, so local headlines here. FPL is 1 year into a pilot program to lower maintenance costs at rural solar facilities. At one location in Santa Rosa County, they have found a way to cut costs on lawn care. Get this. It's mostly taken care of by a large flock of sheep.
Really?
Yeah, they're going old school. FPL is running the program at its Blackwater River solar facility in Milton. The sheep flock has doubled in size. There's around 100 sheep and lambs keeping grass and weeds short at the site. Mm-hmm. They've also been working with the Santa Rosa County 4-H, offering the organization a donation and the students community service hours for working with the animals.
That's a good idea. I mean, you don't have to tune up your lawnmower. You don't have to get gas for the lawnmower. It doesn't pollute, with the exception of maybe some methane. And the grass gets cut.
Yeah, outside of some of the gases, very naturally efficient there.
Yeah, right. Well, new details are being released after a Pensacola man was arrested, accused of fatally shooting his wife and dog. 51-year-old Timothy Kramer is charged with first-degree premeditated murder and aggravated animal cruelty. 47-year-old Rosa Kramer left her husband a couple of weeks ago, was living elsewhere. Investigators say she returned to their home on Hillcrest Avenue on Tuesday morning to collect some of her stuff. Basically, she thought that Timothy would not be home at the time. And that night, the Escambia Sheriff's Office put out a missing persons alert. And then her body was found inside the home the next morning. Timothy Kramer was arrested by Milton police and was extradited to Escambia County on Wednesday afternoon. The dog, by the way, is recovering and doing fine.
That's good. And the last of the residents who had been calling to Jones Swamp Home have now been removed. According to the PNJ, the deadline for those remaining to move away was Wednesday, and the Escambia County deputies were on hand to make sure a court order was enforced. The property, owned by the Area Housing Commission, notified residents in February that they had around 90 days to move out at that point. Around 40 people were living there, but by Wednesday's deadline, that number had decreased to around 12.
Well, this is something that I wish they had when I was a kid, because Santa Rosa County schools are receiving a new designation as Space Florida Space Academy District.
Yeah.
They're one of the first school districts to receive that designation. You see, the Space Academy works with school districts that provides certification, including advanced manufacturing, construction, cybersecurity, and logistics. School officials say the district offers programs which get students ready to work in the space industry, preparing them for the future.
Yeah, you not only have an interest in space, but you have a history working NASA,
actually,
right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. 1971, how many years ago? It was a few years ago. I got to cover the launch of Apollo 15 from the Cape, and that was really, really cool. Got to get to know, because I was in Orlando Radio back in those days, got to get to know the Apollo guys, the Mercury Gemini guys, and the first 10 years of the shuttle guys, both the crews as well as, of course, the astronauts themselves. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it. The State Board of Education approved rule changes this week that will allow high school athletes to profit from endorsement deals. Of course, we've touched on that. But a Gulf Breeze student is one of the first in the state to sign on. Standout athlete Presley Mosley has signed an agreement with attorney Autumn Beck Blackledge. Mosley attends Gulf Breeze High School and has been ranked in the top 5 high school baseball players in Florida and top 500 in the country. Blackledge says that the NIL agreement isn't just about promoting her services to families, but also about celebrating young individuals in the community.
That's a guy who has a future ahead of him.
Yes, very happy for him there. 6:20 here. We'll take our first quick break. When we return, some state and national news, a lot to dig into there. Full slate on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really interesting wrap with Jeremy Evans, a former Republican delegate to the convention, and Jewel Canada Wynn, a current Democrat delegate to the convention, about Biden dropping out and Kamala Harris coming in. Also talked about name, image, likeness rights for high school athletes with a local attorney, Autumn Blackledge, who is representing a local baseball standout. And offered my thoughts on whether the terms affordable or attainable housing are even useful, and maybe a better way to talk about that issue. Listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Kia Autosport and Tel Staffing and HR.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Today at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Love that song. Probably not the best bumper song, though, because it's kind of a slow start. Either way, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Steve and Austin here in the studio with you. Just about 6:25. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Been a pretty smooth sailing evening. That appears to still be the case now. Maybe some backup still on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling east or westbound passing Highway 87. Also have some just a little bit of backups downtown. This is going to be on Garden Street, traveling east and west near North Palafox. But outside of those couple spots, there's not much holding you up at this time. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, the weekend weather looks kind of a mixed bag here. Some sun, a few clouds, and then a good chance of showers, much like today and yesterday and the day before that. A high of 87 on Saturday, high of 89 on Sunday, 76 degrees for a low on Saturday night and also tonight. And here's something. Yeah, the tropics have been quiet for the last couple of weeks, but there is a tropical wave out there way out in the Atlantic. It's very far out, but of course, we will keep our eyes on it. And that's the forecast on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, getting into some state headlines. Florida drivers will notice changes when they first get or replace their ID card starting next week. The State Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says a new law will require driver's licenses and identification cards to include at least four randomly generated numbers. The measure is designed to increase security and identity theft protection. The numbers will permanently stay with each resident unless they change their last name. The new policy will go into effect on July 31st.
Well, Brightline, that's the high-speed line connecting Miami, Orlando, and eventually over to Tampa. That's reaching new heights as it works on expanding to more Florida destinations. The high-speed passenger rail service released its June report showing a total ridership of more than 220,000 passengers, with the number of long-haul customers rising month-to-month to a record of nearly 140,000. Officials believe this is in response to an increase of repeat customers who are taking advantage of the new service to and from Orlando International Airport. The company opened its 170-mile extension between Miami and Central Florida back in September. It's currently working on plans to create two more stations in Martin and Brevard counties.
And six children are in the hospital following a South Florida car crash. Broward County authorities say the kids and two adults were thrown from their car during the three-vehicle collision in North Lauderdale earlier this morning. It appears that the young victims were not properly restrained by seat belts or chair seats. Police say none of the victims' injuries are life-threatening. That's good news. But investigators are still trying to figure out the moments leading up to the incident.
Well, seat belts are there for a reason. Northeast Florida organization is helping active service members and veterans find new careers. Operation New Uniform held a graduation in Jacksonville earlier today for more than a dozen students, a part of its transition training program. The goal is to help those who have served the country successfully transition into the business world. The program is free for qualifying applicants. The nonprofit's helped almost 600 people since it launched back in 2014. What century am I in?
All righty. Here nationally, the Trump campaign will not commit to a presidential debate with presidential debate with Vice President Kamala Harris until she's officially the Democratic nominee. The campaign's communications director in a statement said it would be inappropriate to schedule a debate with Harris because Democrats very well could still change their minds. Democratic delegates are expected to vote virtually to confirm Harris as the party's nominee by August 7th.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is backing Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid at a rally in Philadelphia. Shapiro appeared alongside trade union leaders today in Philadelphia and praised Harris's, quote, fearless leadership, unquote. He added there could be not more of a clear contrast between Harris and Donald Trump, arguing that Trump, and we quote again here, can't run away from his record any longer, unquote. The governor of the critical swing state is considered a possible running mate for Harris.
And Barack and Michelle Obama are endorsing Harris in the Democratic race for president. Joining Shapiro there, the former president and first lady released a video this morning showing VP Harris speaking on the phone with both of them. Obama can be heard saying, quote, Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office, unquote. In a joint statement announcing the endorsement, the Obama said, there is no doubt in our mind that Kamala Harris has exactly what it takes to win this election and deliver for the American people.
The Secret Service is outlining their security plan for the Democratic National Convention next month in Chicago. Increased local security measures will occur around the United Center, also at McCormick Place in the days leading up to, during, and immediately following the convention. Officials unveiled their pedestrian-only restricted zone, which is around the United Center. Temporary road closures will also be in effect around both venues. And knowing Chicago traffic, it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I was just about to say we were talking about it, I think, just yesterday. But if not, it was sometime recently earlier this week. Talking about how, yeah, I mean, Chicago, it's a pretty hectic city, you know, because it's one of the biggest cities in America.
Yeah.
And, yeah, traffic is
hectic. I used
to
live there.
Yeah, and traffic is hectic there.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, with DNC and all the security and stuff, oh, yeah, I've never been there, but I'm sure it will be nightmarish.
It was basically the same in Milwaukee with the RNC. My daughter lives right nearby where it was happening, and she said, you know, it was basically while the convention was going on, very difficult to get around.
Right, very big city. And then, I mean, Andrew and Bobby, when they were over at the RNC when it was going on, they were saying just the security presence was unreal.
Oh, yeah.
France is reeling after a major attack on the country's railway system the same day as the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. That's poor timing there. French rail company SNCF says that trains at all major Paris stations are delayed after a series of arson attacks damaged infrastructure that's being called coordinated sabotage. Authorities are not calling it a terror attack, but believe it was intended to destabilize the railway system. Chose the perfect time to do it if they were looking to send a message. My goodness. Alrighty, 6:30 here, Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now and the CBS Sports Minute. When we return, some sports headlines of our own. And as you could probably imagine by that headline that we just touched on there, it's going to be all Paris Olympics.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. Fox News has released its first swing state poll since Kamala Harris became the likely Democratic presidential nominee. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has details.
In Michigan, Vice President Harris and former President Trump are tied at 49%. President Biden had been 3 points behind. In Michigan, the demographics in which she picks up most support include those who were not fans of either the former president or President Biden and those under 35. In Pennsylvania, the vice president and former president are similarly tied.
The survey shows a similarly close race in Wisconsin. Donald Trump plans on returning to the site where he was nearly killed by an assassin's bullet.
The former president says he's going to be coming back here to Butler, PA for a future rally. No date or time given, with the former president writing on Truth Social that people need to stay tuned for details.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. As Inside Out 2 sets a box office record for animated films, AMC Entertainment Holdings is set to benefit from that improved summer box office, according to analyst firm Wedbush. The movie theater chain gave positive second quarter guidance on July 24th and is welcoming the highly anticipated Deadpool and Wolverine this weekend. Novo Nordisk's blockbuster weight loss drug Wegovy is now receiving support from the European Union's medical regulator to expand that medicine's use. This includes reducing the rise of serious heart events in overweight and obese adults. Stocks finished the day higher. The Dow climbed 654 points, good enough to improve by 1.6%. The S&P 500 gained nearly 60, and the NASDAQ composite was up 176. U.S. crude oil futures for September were down today under $76.50 a barrel.
This is Linnell Willingham with a Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The Pittsburgh Steelers announced yesterday that quarterback Russell Wilson will miss some time as he is day-to-day with a calf injury. And Steelers fans, that should be music to your ears, because in reality, Justin Fields should have been the one taking first-team reps from the get-go. I'm Linnell Willingham.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. Longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu Tomahawks, Wagyu Chuck Steaks, to Quarter Pound Colossal Wagyu Hot Dogs, Brisket Pork Butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course, the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be a ton going on. We did have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling either east or westbound near Highway 87. Also have had some congestion of varying degrees, particularly if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 passing the Home Depot and Walmart Supercenter areas. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there's not much going on at this time. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks pretty good if you like some sun and some showers mixed together. Kind of like the way today was and the day before. And the day before, it's going to continue through the weekend. Some sun, some showers, and a high of 87 tomorrow, high of 89 on Sunday, low of 76 at night. And right now, temperatures are cooling down. It's about 81 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. And that's the forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty. So as I said right before the Fox News break, a lot of Olympic stuff going on. And we're going to touch on that in just a moment. However, I did want to lead in with this. Just saw this headline on my phone here.
Oh, yeah?
This is from about an hour ago, at least on CBS Sports' page. New Orleans Saints backup quarterback Jake Haener announced Friday that he's been diagnosed with a rare form of skin cancer.
Oh, no.
Haener wore a small bandage on his face during Friday's training camp practice, but he told reporters that it's not a, quote, life-threatening thing right now. Still, he said that his form of cancer is so is rare to see at just 25 years old. So, of course, thoughts and prayers for Jake Haener there. That's obviously very unfortunate news. But, yeah, just wanted to break that. Saw it on my feed. Figured, okay, this is obviously a big story, especially with the being Saints as well. But carrying on with the NFL news here as we bleed into some Olympic headlines, Chicago Bears safety Jonathan Owens will soon leave for Paris to watch his wife Simone Biles chase gold. The team is giving him a pass from training camp to support his spouse, who has won several previous Olympic gold medals in gymnastics. Owens' agent requested that he be able to make the trip when he signed a 2-year multi-million dollar contract with the Bears this past offseason. The defensive back will leave for France on Monday.
The Bears.
Yeah,
well,
there you go.
Yeah, the Olympics. Speaking of that, the opening ceremony in Paris began. About 300,000 fans basically lined the Seine. That's the river in Paris, if you didn't know that.
I did not.
To watch the opening ceremony. The flag bearers for the team, of course, are LeBron James and Coco Gauff. The Olympic torch has been making the final approach to the cauldron, with rapper Snoop Dogg being among those carrying it. That's yeah. American culture in France.
Yes. as I said it last hour, sometimes you'll just hear some names and you're just like, what the heck are they doing there? And he's one of them. The 2024 Paris Olympics are underway, and NBC has transformed New York City's Rockefeller Center into the U.S. home for its coverage, with watch parties for dozens of events. From today until the games end on August 11th, Rockefeller Center will have giant screens so folks can cheer on their favorite athletes.
Yay!
Yeah, today's aforementioned opening ceremony. Good depiction there of what we're talking about. Today's aforementioned opening ceremony was screened live at the rink beginning at noon Eastern, and also today we had screenings for archery, soccer, and rugby going on before the first full day of action on Saturday. Organizers say that there will be surprise visits from current and former U.S. Olympic athletes,
USA,
so that's pretty cool.
USA!
There you go. That's what I'm saying. I was talking to Nadia. She was the intern that we had these past couple days on air.
Yeah.
And I was telling her, you know, man, I don't know anything about the Olympics. I never followed the Olympics, but hey, you know, the stars and stripes, if we're winning, that's all I care about.
It's interesting,
baby,
because they have new sports in it, like skateboarding. You know, I never thought of that as
yeah,
a sport.
I did hear about that one.
Of course, I'm looking forward to the sailing portion. so, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are into so many different sports, which are now in the Olympics, and this happens every 4 years, and it's just so cool to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. And lastly here, just a quick update on some of the MLB scores we said we'd touch on. So we got Rays versus Reds. That got underway at 5:50 at the end of the third inning. They are tied at 2 apiece. Braves at Mets got underway at 6:10. The Braves are up 2-0 in the bottom of the second on New York there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Yankees at Red Sox. That's a pretty big game between those two rivals. That got underway at 6:10 as well on ESPN+. And we've got the Yankees and Red Sox tied at 1 in the bottom of the second currently. A couple other games we got coming on tonight that you may want to keep an eye on are Marlins at Brewers at 7:10. And at the same time, we're going to have Dodgers at Astros on Apple TV+. The Dodgers have the second most wins in the entire MLB with 62, so
wow,
that's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
All righty, getting into some health, business, and science notes here. Apparently, you can get a shot twice a year that can help prevent HIV infections.
That's good.
Yeah, no, that's great. The problem is the dollar sign that's attached to it.
Oh.
A new study of women in South Africa and Uganda found that out of 5,000 women who got shots of lenacapavir, none got HIV. Here in the U.S., getting those shots costs more than $42,000 a year.
Wow.
A pretty penny. The study was published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Well, doctors at the Texas Heart Institute say they have successfully implanted a valveless artificial heart into a human. The procedure was performed at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center in Houston. The implant from Bivacor is made of titanium and features a rotary pump with a single moving part. The rotor that pumps the blood is suspended in a non-contact position by magnets. The device was installed as part of a feasibility study by the USDA. The Bivacor total artificial heart is expected to be used on patients with severe heart failure while they await a transplant. Now that the first implantation is complete, 4 patients will be offered the chance to participate in the study of the device.
Very nice.
Probably not. I wonder what happens if you go to the airport and go through security with one of those.
Oh my goodness. That's a concern, but also I was just thinking about the dollar signs, man.
Oh, yeah.
Lord knows how much that would be once that advances. A key indicator shows that inflation held steady in June. The personal consumption expenditures price index rose 0.1% last month and is up by 2.5% from a year ago. The annual rate shows a slight decline from May. Personal income rose just 0.2%, while spending increased 0.3%, in line with forecasts. The index is used by the Federal Reserve, of course, to gauge inflation.
And if you're a gamer, you better listen closely. This could affect your game, because more than 2,500 SAG-AFTRA video game actors are hitting the picket lines. That strike began at midnight last night after the contract talks broke down between the union and the video game industry. Actors want protections from being replaced by artificial intelligence, as well as a new fee structure. The interactive media agreement expired in November of 2022, and that covers performers who do voiceovers and motion capture work in video games. I can see why they're a little distressed about the artificial intelligence part.
Oh, for sure.
As well, of course, wanting a raise.
Because, I mean, I think you put it best last hour, especially when it comes to the voice acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of, you can just listen to somebody's voice just for a few lines, and then AI takes care of the rest.
Right.
The most part.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to AI enough, you'll hear some tweaks here and there, but it's not good. I mean, it's advanced pretty quick. It's not going to take long before those are fleshed out.
And actually, you're listening to me. I'm artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Well, because I really don't have any natural intelligence.
Yes. Steve recorded his voice for 30 seconds about 6 hours ago. He's sleeping at his
I'm
house
actually
right now.
The computer.
Yeah, that would be quite a reveal. I'm glad I'm not just talking to a computer, though. But yeah, no, I mean, we mentioned it in video game acting. Have reason to be upset, I'm sure. The video game industry has been getting a lot of hits from society just because of just some, you know, shortcomings that it's had. And I'm sure that this isn't something that's going to go away. It's the first I've heard about something like it. But yeah, that's a big problem that I don't think the video game industry can handle right now. But we'll see how it pans out, hopefully well. Just about 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, dadgummit, I mean it. I'm not seeing anything going on the roads here. It's been pretty smooth sailing this evening and especially this hour. Steve, how's the weather looking? Is it just as positive of a story?
It is just as positive. Sunshine is the positive part, but we do have a chance of showers through the weekend also, much like today. And actually, the last couple of weeks has been basically the same forecast. High of 87 tomorrow, high of 89 on Sunday, low of 76 at night. Looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, there is still a shower parked over, looks like, Loxley in Baldwin County, and a few smaller showers are north up 29 around just north of Cantonment, heading toward Atmore. And so if you're heading north, you're probably going to run into them. And that's the forecast on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Steve. All righty, carrying on with some pop culture notes here. We got a lot to dig into there. And a couple of these top headlines have to do with Deadpool and Wolverine. It's off to a great start at the box office. If you have listened to this show over the course of the last, I don't know, 6 weeks, you probably could have expected that. The Marvel Studios film made $38.5 million from Thursday previews, which is the best ever for an R-rated film. It's currently projected to make between $160 and $175 million, but that number may end up near or even above $200 million. Overseas, the film has made north of $64 million, putting its global total already at over $100 million. That's wild.
Yeah, that is wild. Comic-Con is underway across downtown San Diego, if you're heading in that direction. 135,000 people are attending the re-energized event for 2024, headlined by some celebrities you may have heard of, like Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Chris Hemsworth, and Keanu Reeves. David Glazer with the Comic-Con says the convention is returning to the pre-pandemic levels, with Lord of the Rings, The Walking Dead, Star Trek, DC, and Marvel all holding events in San Diego this week.
Yeah. So some of the biggest names in media, holding names here, as you said, Lord of the Rings, Walking Dead, Star Trek, and of course DC and Marvel. And then you've got some of the celebrities that you just mentioned. We were just talking about Deadpool and Wolverine.
Right.
Reynolds and Jackman are the headliners. And you've got Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, and Keanu Reeves, who of course
plays
is
a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. He's best known for John Wick, I'd say, but I mean he's played in all kinds of stuff over the years. Very wholesome guy. So yeah, if this would not drag out pre-pandemic levels, I really don't know what would. Also, Justin Timberlake.
We've heard of him.
Oh, yes, we have. Especially you and I, because there was that stint there where you and I were doing the show for a bit, and that dude's name, every time I went, you know, to make this script, I mean, he just dominated the pop culture headlines here. Justin Timberlake is going to be arraigned again for DWI charges next Friday.
Again.
Again, unfortunately. The pop star's lawyer, Edward Burke, argued in court today in Sag Harbor that there was a technicality in the original paperwork. Timberlake is on tour and was not in court on Friday, and we'll have a Zoom call when he's arraigned again. Timberlake was pulled over in Sag Harbor back in June for allegedly blowing a stoplight. That's what it says here. I thought it was a sign. It seems like you've remembered that as well.
I thought it was a sign, too.
Yeah, he ran something red, and he swerved before being charged with the DWI. So, you know, you mentioned it last hour, Steve. He's made jokes about it. You know, he's made light of it on stage and stuff. Hopefully this will be like one of the last things we ever hear about it, but I don't
this
know.
Is the
fingers
last
crossed.
Time we'll do the story.
Right.
Well, a viral TikTok challenge is forcing Chipotle to address complaints about small portion sizes. The Chipotle camera trick challenge. It started trending after a Chipotle customer posted a video of an employee who added more food to his bowl because he was being filmed. See, the video got over 2 million views and has inspired similar videos to get bigger portions. Well, now the head of Chipotle says they're training and coaching their employees to make sure they are consistently making bowls and burritos correctly. CEO Brian Nichols said yesterday, "There was never a directive to provide less to our customers," unquote.
I'm sure there's debate on how true that is. Yeah. I will say, Chipotle camera trick challenge, I don't really know how it's much of a challenge. I'd say, if anything, it's a scientific, like a social experiment.
Yeah.
You know, because it is. It's like, okay, this one dude on TikTok says, hey, it's like a scientist or a doctor consulting with his colleagues, like for peer review. It's like, hey, listen, I went to Chipotle in, I don't know, Manhattan, and I filmed the guy, and he gave me more stuff than I typically get. You know, how about y'all peer review this? You do some experiments of your own and see if we can confirm this hypothesis. And then people start doing it and seeing that it's a trend. And I mean, heck, that's science as far as we're changing the world with this, Steve. This isn't some, you know, minor TikTok challenge. Come on, we're breaking barriers here.
I have my phone ready next time I go out to eat.
Yes, we're going. Yeah, Steve and I are going to Chipotle after this, and we are going to cause some mayhem. All righty, 6:49. We'll take one last quick break for this hour and for this evening and for this week. When we return, one last quick rundown of the traffic and weather, of course, but accompanied by a couple more pop culture notes and wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring your blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Tyler Mack, internationally known singer and nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards. Rock out with Tyler Mack at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:52 here. Before we get one last quick check of the roads and weather, we'll tackle just a couple more pop culture notes here. Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King say that if they were gay, they'd tell you. I know you people have been waiting on the edge of their seats for that one. The two media stars have been friends for decades. Earlier this week, they appeared on Melinda French Gates' new interview series called Moments That Make Us and addressed rumors that they had a lesbian relationship. The 70-year-old Winfrey said that they've shared pretty much everything, but they are not gay. And that's when the 69-year-old King said, if we were gay, we'd tell you. The two first met about 50 years ago when they worked together at a Baltimore news station.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Very, very important point to stress there, Steve.
Yeah,
thank you.
As mentioned by Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
That old philosopher. Vice President Harris is going to appear on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars for the season 9 finale. The presumptive Democratic nominee will encourage viewers to vote this November. The episode, by the way, was taped weeks before President Biden dropped out of the race and Harris announced her bid. That episode is set to air Friday. I'm not sure if it means next Friday or... But it's going to air Friday, maybe today, I don't know, on Paramount Plus. Just reading what's in front of me, folks.
I will say.
Today is Friday, so maybe check it out tonight.
Yeah, be on the lookout.
Yeah.
I'll get confirmation on that while I'm saying this. But I will say, Kamala Harris, my goodness, you got to give her credit whether she is popular or not. I know she's polarizing, and I know it's anyone's guess as to whether, you know, who's actually going to win in November. It seems like it's a bit of a toss-up here. But my goodness, I mean, this is just... Wow, she's been all over the place. Like, they are firing on all cylinders, trying to market her, trying to promote her, and so on and so forth. Regardless of the variety of opportunities that they're taking to do so, I will say it appears that the grand finale Variety Extravaganza Part 2, that is season 9, episode 12 of the show, July 26th. 2024. So yes, it is tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. So
research.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for that, everybody, if you are so inclined. Right. All righty. Wacky stories here. No, wait. Forgive me.
What time is it?
Yeah, my goodness. I'm losing track of everything here. I was too busy thinking about Harris on RuPaul's show. All right. 6:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, evening, and week. And thank goodness it's pretty anticlimactic. There's not much to report on here. We may have a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway, particularly if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that one little spot, though, and maybe some congestion here and there on Caroline Street if you're traveling eastbound passing Home Depot and Walmart. There's not much holding you up at this time. Steve has the weather. I'm so used to just hearing like Alan's voice, and so that's why I was like, I just kind of shut up, and then I remembered, oh wait, Steve's here. So yeah. Steve, how's the weather, man?
I know I'm so forgettable. Well, it looks like it's going to be a fairly decent weekend. We will have some sunshine, but we do have a chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday afternoon. maybe early in the morning. But, you know, basically take a look at the weather. If you're making plans, just keep an eye on the radar and you'll work it out. Right. Looks like a high of 87 tomorrow, a high of 89 on Sunday, 76 for the low. And right now it's kind of cool. 84 degrees in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 degrees in Milton. And that's the forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, man. We were talking about it just a couple days ago. Couple days marked a month until college football returns.
Yay!
And man, you saying it's only 84 degrees this evening? Well, it's like it's fall already. I'm about to go carve a jack-o'-lantern, Steve. You have
well,
no
it's
idea.
Only 84 humid degrees, though.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But way to kill the vibe. All right, some wacky stories here. Police are investigating a decomposing body found in a shed after a dog was spotted carrying a human head in downtown Fresno.
Ooh.
That is quite a damning detail.
That would be interesting to see.
In a morbid way, sure. On Thursday morning, officers responded to reports of a dog dropping a human skull. They found the rest of the body in a shed about a block away, and as of now, investigators don't believe it was a homicide.
Mm.
This could have just been an unfortunate circumstance of like someone having a heart attack in their shed or something.
Yeah.
And no one found him until the dog did, and that's just a very disturbing thought, but it's either that or murder, so I don't know.
Well, the San Diego Zoo's asking visitors to not show the gorillas videos on cell phones. Mm. You see, it's apparently become a problem at zoos, not just there, but across the country, including the world-famous San Diego locations. The Wall Street Journal says people are getting gorillas addicted to watching videos on phones and iPads through the glass enclosures. I don't know why people would do that, but apparently they're doing that. Gorillas and humans, we share 98% of our DNA with gorillas. And just like humans, they can have too much screen time, too, altering their behavior. Nah. The zoo says they don't condone and strongly discourage playing the gorillas, the videos. I don't know what the content of those videos are.
I mean, I'm sure it could be random stuff. I know there was a viral video a little while back of it wasn't a gorilla. It was like a monkey of some kind. Or maybe it was like a baboon, I think. Mm-hmm. Either way, whatever. Bottom line is monkey at an exhibit.
And my wife is very, she has this interesting thing she does. She watches monkeys with their young in videos, showing basically how their monkey world works between the parents and the baby. You know. So I'm wondering if they're showing that kind of thing to the gorillas.
Probably not, because that's something they already know how to do. It may just be a matter of, hey, look at the skateboarder, like, eat the turf, man.
The Capotle challenge, maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe the Chipotle challenge. Yeah. I will say this. Like, I've seen videos of, like, that baboon thing, like, where someone is shown, like, they show him, like, a magic trick or something.
Yeah.
And you see him react, like, he's, like, amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, like, the monkeys or apes, whatever, they'll come up and they'll try to interact. And so I guess it's just something like that. But, yeah, I guess, I don't know, don't show them your videos. They're not going to find it funny. If anything, it's just going to be a negative impact. So I guess leave them alone. However, we do have a wholesome zoo story here.
We do?
Yeah, to round out this week. The L.A. Zoo has broken its own record after 17 California condor chicks, I said chickens in a rush last hour, not chickens, chicks. Hatched during this year's breeding season. The zoo's previous record was 15, set back in 1997. The final chick hatched last month, and the zoo says it is doing well, luckily. The zoo says each of the birds will be a candidate for release into the wild as part of the California Condor Recovery Program. The LA Zoo has had California condors since 1967, and in 1983, only 22 of the birds were reportedly left on Earth. So 17 hatching is a pretty big deal.
That's very good.
Alrighty. Just about 7 o'clock here. Steve, thank you for coming in. It was kind of short notice, but we appreciate you helping us round out this week.
Anytime.
Yeah, and we appreciate you for listening. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We will be back next week with another full rundown of everything happening in your world on Monday. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.